Magandang araw po sa inyo. Naway nasa mabuti kayong kalagayan at ang inyong pamilya ay malusog at mapayapa sa kabila ng mga krisis na atin pong dinadaanan. Sa araw daw po, mayroong isang Kristiyanong naghahanting at doon sa kalagitnaan ng gubat, nagulat na lang po siya sapagkat isang leon ang paparating at plano siyang lapain. At siya po'y nanalangin nung papalapit na yung leon at ang sabi niya, Panginoon, gawin mong Kristiyan itong leon na ito. At bigla pong natigilan yung leon. Sabay na nanalangin. At ang sabi ng leon, Lord, thank you for this food. Kaya maging maingat po tayo sa pananalangin, ano? Sapagkat baka masagot yung ating hinihingi. Sa panahon po natin ngayon, ang mga tao ay nananalangin kahit saan. Katunayan, bago pa man po ang pandemic na ito, ay sanay ang mga tao sa pananalangin. Why? Because prayer is a global phenomenon. Bakit nga ba? Kahit mga Hindu, mga Buddhist, mga Hudyo, mga Kristiyano, Muslim, halos majority ng buong mundo ay nananalangin, no? Ang sabi po no ni Darwin kasama ng mga evolutionists na prayer is a man's basic need for survival. So, ang panalangin daw ay kailangan para lang makasurvive o para itong isang coping mechanism sa mga krisis na dinadaanan niya sa buhay. Yun lang ba talaga ang dahilan kung bakit tayo nananalangin? No, sabi nga nung isang Hindu, when he prays, he's not actually reaching out to a God, but he's simply talking to himself. Is prayer just a self-talk? Pero ganun pa man po ang nangyayari, mga kapatid, mula po nung magsimula yung bushfire sa Australia, yung earthquake sa Turkey, yung volcanic eruption ng Taal, at yung kamatayan ni Kobe Bryant, at ngayon, ito pong COVID-19, talaga pong tumaas ang antas ng spirituality ng mga tao. Because we needed someone, no? O sabihin natin isang malaking puwersa na kailangang tumulong po sa atin. Because we are overwhelmed by the situation. In fact, 25% po ang iniangat ng sales ng Bible. No? Bakit nga ba tumataas ang pananalangin? No, let me propose to you that prayer is not just an engagement with the cosmic life force. Hindi lang ito isang survival mechanism. Let me propose that prayer is responding to a holy and loving God. Prayer is closing the distance not just between my uncontrolled anxiety and my desired peace of mind. But prayer is closing the distance between heaven and earth. Between God and man. Between you and me. Kaya po ang tema at ang title po ng mensahe natin ngayon is Prayer, Closing the Distance, based on James chapter 5, verse 13 to 20. Let me read from the scriptures. Basahin po natin ang sinasabi ni Santiago sa mga bagay na ito. Sabi po niya sa verse 13, Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Nakakatuwa po na tinapos si James ang kanyang letter by admonishing the believers to pray. Bakit nga ba yun ang binigyan ng diin ni Santiago? Siguro, this is the better way of using our tongue, kagaya ng sinabi sa James chapter 3, At ito rin ang pinakamagandang demonstration ng brotherly love. Sabi po niya dun sa verse 13, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. And is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Ang ibig sabihin nito, mga kapatid, is we should pray. We ourselves should pray. Before asking for other people to pray for us, we ourselves must pray. And not only that we must pray, but we must always pray. Kaya po, prayer, closing the distance, ang una pong punto natin is pray frequently. Pray frequently. Kung mapansin po ninyo, nandito yung contrast between suffering and happiness. No? Sabi, is any one of you suffering? Is any one of you cheerful? So, ito po ay contrast, di ba? Naghihirap at natutuwa. Ano man daw pong sitwasyon, we need to draw closer to the Lord in prayer. Whether prayer na parang nagsasalita o prayer na umaawit at nagpupuri sa Panginoon. Pero beyond the contrast of parang darkness and light or negative and positive, I think ang pinapakita ni Santiago dito is the full spectrum of our human experience. Na ibig pong sabihin nito, prayer should span both ends of the spectrum. Mula po doon sa suffering hanggang doon sa peak of joy and happiness, eh dapat po tayo ay nasa presensya ng Panginoon. Ibig pong sabihin nito, we must always pray. O sabi ni Apostle Pablo, we should pray without ceasing. Bakit ganun ang in-emphasize ni Santiago that we should pray frequently? Why? Because as we pray, as we engage, you know, with our relationship with God, we get to know Him better. At ito rin ang sinabi ni Apostle Pablo doon sa Ephesians chapter 1 verses 15 to 17. Itong sabi niya, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers." Then ang sabi niya sa verse 17, "I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better." Look, when Apostle Paul wrote Ephesians, alam natin ang kondisyon ng mga mananampalataya nung panahon na yon. Merong persecution, merong mga diseases, merong sabihin nating oppression, and separation of the believers from each other, kagaya-kagaya ng panahon natin ngayon. Pero kung mapapansin po ninyo, walang appeal sa prayer ni Apostle Paul about changing the circumstances. Pwede naman niyang sabihin na, "Lord, bigyan mo kami ng better emperor," o "Lord, bigyan mo kami ng deliverance from the oppressors." "Lord, pwede po bang mamayanin na ang kapayapaan para hindi na kami napapersecute?" Or, "Lord, yung mga may sakit, dalangin naming pagalingin mo." O, "Ito pong problema namin sa pagkain, Lord, can you provide food in every table of the believers?" Ang dami-daming pwedeng ipag-pray ni Apostle Paul, pero hindi niya yun pinag-pray. Hindi naman sa masamang ipanalangin po yun, mga kapatid. Pero ang lundo ng panalangin ni Apostle Paul is that we may know Him better. Sabi nga nitong si Timothy Keller, Paul does not see prayer as merely a way to get things from God, but as a way to get more of God Himself. So yung palang prayer ay hindi ito self-serving lang, or alam mo yon, yung pangsarili lang na kung anong kailangan ko, kung anong makakabig ko, anong makukuha ko. Ang prayer pala talaga ay designed so that we get to know more of God, and that we get to know Him more. Okay. So, yun po ang lundo ng panalangin. Bakit sinabi ni Santiago that the full spectrum of life's experiences should involve God, at lagi tayong mananalangin. Napakahalaga po na tayo ay laging nagpe-pray, kasi as we not only pray often, we become masters of prayer, but beyond mastery, we should aim at intimacy. Kasi nais po ng Panginoon na tayo ay laging nakaugnay sa Kanya. Kaya akin pong pag-amuki sa inyo, no, let's practice the presence of God in our lives. Kapag kayo po ay naglilinis ng bahay, nagwawalis, pwede kang manalangin sa Panginoon, sabihin mo, Lord, as I clean the house, can you give me a clean heart? Siguro habang tinuturuan mo yung mga anak mo, manalangin ka rin, Lord, give me wisdom and knowledge. Habang ikay nagluluto, pwede kang manalangin, sabihin mo, Lord, thank you for the provision. Thank you for the food. Pag ako'y gumigising sa umaga at ako'y sumasalok ng tubig, sinasabi ko, Lord, salamat sa tubig. Buti na lang may tubig. At habang hinihintay kong makapuno ng tangke, ako'y naglalakad-lakad at nag-stretching at tumitingin ako sa langit at sabi ko, Lord, salamat sa iyong kabutihan. So, hindi makinakailangan na dalawang oras kang nananalangin nang walang patid, kundi sa bawat yugto ng iyong buhay ay alam mong kasama mo ang Panginoon, no? At alam mo na ang presensya niya ang pinakamahalaga sa lahat. I remember a good friend of mine, actually an elder pastor, na siya po'y pumanaw na, si Pastor Nestor Dedel. Malaki pong utang na loob ko sa kanya. Pero isang hindi ko makakalimutang sinabi niya. Sabi niya, Al, sabi niya ganun, pag ako'y bumibiyahe at meron akong nakitang tindahan at nakita kong pangalan Al Store, alam mong ginagawa ko, pinapanalangin kita. At pag ako'y nakakita naman ng mga sa mga kalye, mga pangalan, at may mga pangalan at naalala ko yung isang kaibigan at isang kapatiran, I pray for that person. That is practicing the presence of God. Whenever and wherever. So let's pray frequently. Pangalawa, pray fraternally. Look at verse 14. Sabi dito, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Sa pagkakataong ito, ang emphasis naman ni James is praying for one another and praying with one another. So it has something to do with our relationship with one another. Tingnan po natin yung una, praying for one another. Sabi niya, doon daw sa mga may sakit. No, you call the elders and you pray for them. No, you pray for the sick. Sa panahon natin ngayon, bukod sa virus na nagkakos ng severe respiratory disease, ang tingin kong nakikita, ang susunod na wave ng atake ng COVID is hindi lang physical illness but mental illness. And many are being afflicted right now, no? Nakakaranas ng mga anxiety attacks, ng mga anxiety disorders and panic attacks and nervous breakdown, you know, kasi ang tawag daw doon ay cabin fever. Either sa nagkakaroon ng boredom or anxiety sa loob ng bahay dahil hindi sanay nakakulong sa loob ng bahay. O kaya maraming inaalala tungkol sa pamilya, tungkol sa negosyo, tungkol sa kabuhayan, tungkol sa mga manggagawa. And many of you, I think, are having sleepless nights because of this, the effects of the lockdown in our economy. Now, sabi daw po dito, we can pray for one another. And specifically, ang sabi po dito, you call on the elders. Medyo sa panahon po natin, mahirap ito kasi nga kahit yung mga pastor na pwedeng bumisita sa inyong bahay, sa inyong opisina, hindi po kayang gawin ito. Pero ang Panginoon naman po ay hindi nalilimitahan ng distansya. In fact, meron siya mga pinapagaling na milya ang layo. Sinabi lang niya ang salita at gumaling na yung taong pinag-pray. Pero sabi po dito, whether physically present or even online or even on the phone, no, we can minister to one another. Just call the elders, no? Dapat daw pong tawagin yung mga elders. So, anong ibig sabihin nito? Ay kapatid, ipaalam mo naman sa yung pastor at sa yung elder, sa yung leader na meron kang sakit. Kasi hindi naman manghuhula si pastor, no, para malaman na mayroon kang sakit. Tapos minsan hahanapan natin, hindi man lang ako pinag-pray ni pastor. O hindi man lang ako dinalaw ni pastor. Hindi ibig sabihin na pinost mo sa FB na may sakit ka, nakita ni pastor. No, sometimes we have unreasonable expectations, no? Tandaan po natin, hindi namin alam po ang lahat. So dapat po ay ipaalam niyo naman sa amin kung meron kayong mga dinaramdam. Ngayon, kapag meron talaga kayong pangangailangan o meron kayong karamdaman, sabing ganun, eh, sa amin kayo lumapit, sa mga leaders ninyo. Kaya lang yung ibang ginagawa, lumalapit sa Bombay, lumalapit sa pawn shop. Minsan, di na siya nalalapitan yung pastor, ang nilalapitan na lang yung supporter. Ay, wag naman pong ganun. Ano? Kahit po ang kami mga pastor, eh, walang pera. Sabihin natin, maitutulong sa inyo. No? Eh, napakahalaga po na ilapit po ninyo sa inyong mga leader, sa inyong mga mentor, sa inyong mga pastor, ang inyong pangangailangan because the prayers of the pastors are powerful. Look at verse 13, no? Sabi dito, kapag ka daw mayroong karamdaman, ang tatawagin, elders of the church, hindi healers. Look at that verse. So, hindi, wala pong tinatawag na professional healers sa church na mayroong isang tao na ang katalagang gift niya ay healing at sa kanya ka pumunta ng pumunta dahil meron siyang healing power. I don't think ito yung tinuturo ni Santiago. Ang tinuturo po ni Pablo naman ay there are gifts of healing. Ibig sabihin ito plural, sa iba-ibang panahon at sa iba-ibang karamdaman, merong gifts of healing. So, wag tayong malito no, na tungkol dito sa mga faith healers. No? Kapag kakailangan po natin yun, darating yung gift of healing. At hindi lamang po yun na kahit malayo sa isa't isa, we can pray for you. No? Just give us a call, give us a message sa messenger, and then we will pray for you, even online. Kahit ang Panginoong Jesus po ay nananalangin siya doon sa mga may karamdaman. Okay? At another issue here is the anointing oil. It's not magical. Ito pong oil na ginagamit dito ay olive oil. Pangmasahe po ito. Meron po kasing therapeutic effect ang olive oil. Kaya, simple lang ibig sabihin nito. Walang magical power yung oil na pinanga-anoint, kundi kailangan lang balansi tayo about spiritual measures and medical interventions. Mahalaga po pareho, no? Both prayer and medical measures. Hindi lamang po pray for one another, but we pray with one another. Tinuturuan po tayo dito na manalangin tayo sa isa't isa at kasamang manalangin tayong sama-sama. Kasi po, kapag ka po tayo nananalangin, we develop intimacy. Intimacy po ang prayer. Una, we develop intimacy with God when we pray to God. Pangalawa, when we pray with each other, we develop intimacy with one another. Kaya kaming mag-asawa, madalas lagi kami nagpe-pray, and that develops our intimacy. At hindi lang yung praying with someone, but you pray for someone, it also develops intimacy. Kaya part ito ng trust pa rin ni Santiago na brotherly love, no? Developing intimacy with one another. In verse 19, sinabi niya rin dito na, "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." So prayer is very important in restoring people, even the backsliders. And I pray, yung mga kapatid po natin na medyo nalalayo sa Panginoon, one powerful tool, no, that we can use is to pray for them so that during this time of crisis, they will get back on their knees and they will be revived spiritually. So nakita po natin, number one, pray frequently. Number two, pray fraternally. No? Parang fraternity po ito. And then pangatlo is pray faithfully. Pray faithfully. In verse 16, Sabi po, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective and fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Napakahalaga po ng tamang puso bago tayo lumapit sa Panginoon. Because our God is a holy God. He cannot and will never tolerate sin. And what delights the holy God is righteousness. Kaya nga, pagka lalapit tayo sa Panginoon, napakahalagang tayo humihingi ng tawad sa ating mga pagkakamali. Meron tayong posture of brokenness and contrition sa mga kasalanang nagagawa po natin. No? And that's part of prayer na tinuro ng Panginoon sa atin. Confess your sins. Pero meron din pong pinanggit dito na, bakit confessing your sins to one another? Ano bang ibig sabihin nito? Ibig bang sabihin nito, pupunta tayo sa isang religious leader at doon tayo mangungumpisal? Let me give you some tips, no? Para maunawaan natin ito. Kailan mo i-confess ang kasalanan mo sa iyong kapwa? Siguro, number one, kapag nagkasala ka doon sa mismong kapwa mo, doon ka humingi ng tawad. Hindi yung nagkasala ako kay Pedro, kay Juan ako humingi ng tawad. Hindi. Kung sino yung pinagkasalanan mo, doon ka humingi ng tawad. Pangalawa, kung yung kasalanan mo ay naapektuhan ng isang grupo o ang isang iglesia o ang buong church, you need to confess, no, to the whole church. Kasi apektado sila. So that is confessing your sins to one another. Kailangan mo rin minsan i-confess yung sin mo sa isang mas mature na leader, mentor, or elder, or pastor, to help you come out of that habit or that oppression o anumang kasalanang nahihirapan kang mapagtagumpayan. At panghuli, no, kung ikaw ay na-overwhelm ng guilt at hindi mo maramdaman ang pagpapatawad ng Panginoon, you need someone more mature, an adult person, no, to go to so that you can be reassured that God has already forgiven you. This is our way of practicing the priesthood of every believer. Ibig pong sabihin ito, na we develop an atmosphere in the church and even in our life groups, no, na people can feel secure because they know they are in a safe place. Naalala niyo mensahe ko nung nakaraan, bawal ang judgmental. No, nakapag nag-share ng kanyang kahinaan, ng vulnerability yung isang tao, huwag mo nang dikdikin. huwag mo nang isubsub pa sa lupa kasi nga nag-confess na nga, nagsabi na nga ng problema. So, confess your trespasses to one another. At hindi lang 'yon, ang sabi, the prayer of the righteous person. Righteousness inahanap ng Panginoon ito. The fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much, no? So, ang revelation po ng banal na kasulatan, ang Diyos natin ay isang banal na Diyos. Yan ang problema doon sa iba na hindi nila lubos na kilala ang Panginoon o kaya madalas gumagawa sila ng sarili lang imahe ng Diyos na gusto nilang Diyos. Lalo sa Western culture, lalo yung mga millennials sa panahon natin ngayon, na they want to create a God according to their own image. No? People today, they want to have a God who is loving and caring and not holy and transcendent. Kaya nga, ang mga panalangin ng mga young adults ngayon, yung mga millennials ngayon, it is devoid of repentance and devoid of the joy of being forgiven. Kasi they don't want to be accountable to God. Gusto lang nila yung sweet si God, yung mabait na Diyos. Kaya lang, hindi totoong Diyos yun. Hindi totoong Diyos yun. Tandaan natin, hindi lang mapagmahal ang Diyos. Banal din ang Diyos. At para ka makalapit sa Kanya, there has to be righteousness. Pero ang righteousness na ito, hindi righteousness natin, but the righteousness of Christ. Kaya nga, kabilin-bilin na ng Panginoon pag mananalangin tayo. We pray in His name. Not in our name. Kasi kung mananalangin tayo, sabihin natin, Panginoon, sagot mo yung dalangin ko kasi ako naman ay tumutulong sa kapwa. Marami akong naitulong sa simbahan. Ako'y nagpenitensya, ako'y ganitong ginawa ko. at naglitanya ka ng marami mong mga ginawa, eh that is exhibiting your own righteousness. You are praying in your name. Pag nanalangin ka sa isang taong may sakit, sabi mo, Panginoon, pagalingin mo po itong aking kapatid sapagkat marami pong taong natulungan itong kapatid ko. O kaya, eh, Lord, marami po siyang magagawa para sa iyo. So you are praying in His name. Pero nung sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus, you pray in Jesus' name. Ibig sabihin nun, it is the righteousness of Jesus, not our own righteousness. Kaya when we pray to God, we pray faithfully. Faithful in what? In what the Scripture is teaching. Faithful in what the Bible is telling about who God really is. We don't create our own gods. The Bible is teaching us who this God really is. Sabi nga, the power of our prayers then lies not primarily in our effort or striving or in any technique, but rather in our knowledge of God. So hindi ito pa gigilan sa pananalangin o patindihan ng pananampalataya o pahabaan o pagandahan ng salita o patindihan ng pag-aayuno. Wala po sa technique, walang formula. Wala pong orasyon na kinakailangan. Batay daw ang kapangyarihan ng ating pananalangin sa katotohanan ng pagkakakilala natin kung sino ang tunay na Diyos. Doon lang nagiging makapangyarihan ang panalangin natin. Kasi po, tama man ang panalangin natin, pero nananalangin tayo sa maling Diyos, walang saysay yun. Ngayon, kung mahina yung pananalangin natin, pero nananalangin tayo sa tamang Diyos, makapangyarihan yun. Pero ang mas gusto ni Santiago, tama at maalab na pananalangin sa totoong Diyos. Yan ang makapangyarihang panalangin. So let's take a review. Una po, nakita natin, prayer, closing the distance, we should pray frequently, pray fraternally, pangatlo, pray faithfully, at pang-apat, pray fervently. Sa lahat po ng ito, nais kong makilala nyo ng lubos kung sino yung Diyos na ating tinatawagan. Na una, nakita natin is a personal God. He's not just a force, but He's a person. He's a loving God, and He wants us to love one another. He is also a holy God. Ngayon, pang-apat, nakita din natin dito that He's not just holy, but He is a compassionate God. Look at verse 17. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Sa pamagitan ng buhay ni Elias o ni Elijah, ipinakita ni Santiago that our God is a compassionate God. No, He answers prayers. Sabi nga ni John Wesley, God does nothing except in answer to believing prayers. At siya naman nagsabi that we should pray always, we should never give up praying because He will answer us. No? Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. And knock and it will be open to you. At ang verb na ginamit doon is keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. Ibig sabihin noon, God is encouraging us to really pray without ceasing. Now kung si Elias ay kilala niya ang Panginoon at ang kanyang salita, siya po'y, dahil kilala niya ang Diyos, siya po'y nanalangin earnestly. With all his heart and soul. Kung ang pagkakakilala niya sa Diyos ay isang mere cosmic force, ay hindi niya kinakailangan mag-appeal. Di ba? Ang kailangan lang niya, gawin niya yung tamang orasyon o mag-chant ng tamang mantra or sundan lang yung tamang formula and voila, you will get what you want. Pero hindi, he's talking to a person. Meaning to say, you can appeal. You can really put your heart into it. No? And ask God. Remind him of his prophecies and even of his promises. Kaya nung sinabi ditong, the fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much. Yung pong salitang fervent in Greek, ang ibig po sabihin nun ay energetic. Hindi lang energetic, but full of passion. Talagang passionate. It has to involve your heart, your soul, your body in prayer. Kaya nga yung prayer ni Elijah, di ba, talagang siya'y lumuhod ng todo-todo at 7 times siyang nagpray para lang umulan. So nakita po natin dito na kapag tayo mananalangin, no, it should really be a personal prayer appealing to a personal God. And that kind of prayer is powerful. And that kind of prayer can even change a nation. Kaya nga, mga kapatid, sa panahong ito ng quarantine, ibinigay ng Panginoon sa atin yung pinakamakapangyarihang sandata panlaban sa ating kinakaharap na krisis na ito. Let us always remember, prayer is not our last resort. Prayer is like a nuclear warfare. It's an atomic bomb. It's the most powerful thing that God has given us, a gift, no? That we can change the world through prayer. Pero siguro sabihin po, eh pastor, di naman ako kagaya ni Elias o ni Elijah na isang superhero. No? Eh ako'y pangkaraniwang tao lang. Pero look at the description of Elijah. Sabi po dito, Elijah is just like you and me, an ordinary person. And yet, he was able to make a difference. Elijah is flesh and blood. Elijah is a very simple guy. No, in fact, wala nga siyang writings eh. Hindi naman siya kagaya ni Apostle Paul na magaling magsulat. O ni Moses na magaling magsulat. Simpleng-simpleng tao lang si Elias. Kagaya mo at kagaya ko. And yet, because of his fervent prayer, no? A nation had an awakening. Pero, actually, it's not about the prayer of Elijah. James was more concerned about the God of Elijah. It's not the posture of Elijah. It's not the method that he used. It's not the formula that he used. But it's the God of Elijah. And this God, the God of Elijah, is inviting us to this intimate relationship. Nais niya na makipag-ugnay sa iyo. Nais niya na bumuo ng isang relasyon sa iyo. No? Kasi he is a loving and personal God. Alam niyo po, bago palikhain ang langit at ang lupa, ang triune God or yung tinatawag nating the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, no? These are 3 persons in one God. 3 persona po ito at bilang persona, they communicate with each other. They have a loving relationship with one another. They're glorifying each other. The Father talks to the Son. The Son speaks to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to the Father. They have this, they call it the, yung perichoresis na dance, no? Na, this is a sacred dance. Now, in all eternity, they are complete in themselves. They have joy, they have happiness with each other. Kaya lang ang tanong, bakit nilikha ng Diyos ang tao? Sabi nung iba, kaya daw nilikha ng Diyos ang tao, eh dahil nalulungkot ang Diyos. Kaya nilikha niya ang tao. Mga kapatid, hindi po totoo yun. Kasi nilikha ng Diyos ang tao, kompleto na siya, hindi niya kailangan ng tao. No? Ang tanong, ngayon nga lang, kung kumpleto na siya at meron na siyang joy, meron siyang happiness, eh bakit nga niya nilikha pa niya ang tao? Bakit nga ba? Sabi ni Jonathan Edwards, the only reason God would have had for creating us was not to get cosmic love and joy of relationship because He already had that. He created us, no? So that He can share that love and happiness. Kasi God, the triune God, is others-oriented to His core. pagka po talagang dinisect niyo ang Diyos, ang puso niya, ng puso ng Diyos, ay magbigay, mag-share. Kaya nga, He is seeking glory so that He can give it to others. He created us so that He can communicate, no, happiness and the delight in His divine perfection and beauty to others. Yan po ang nais ng Panginoon. Kaya meron tayong mga awitin, no? Kagaya nitong, yung, alam niyo po yung song na What a Beautiful Name It Is? No, ganda-gandang awitin na nun, no? Pero meron pong konting problema. Hindi lang pala konti. Malaking problema yung awitin na yan, eh. Kasi meron sa second stanza, ang sabi doon, He didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, You brought heaven down. So parang pinapakita dito na hindi gusto ni Jesus ang langit dahil wala ka doon. Ibig sabihin nun, dependent siya sa'yo. O siya'y malungkot dahil wala ka doon. Ay hindi ho totoo yun. Hindi totoo na siya'y nalulungkot na wala ka doon. At ako, meron akong sinasabi kapag meron kaming crossing, no, na kapag doon sa portion na ng encountering the cross, ay sinasabi ko na, bakit hindi lumaban si Jesus? No? Why didn't He fight back? He could have called 12,000 angels to save Him. But hindi man lang siya lumaban? At ang lagi kong sinasabi, ang sagot dyan is, because He couldn't imagine eternity without you. Para bang Jesus is a hopeless romantic na hindi siya mabubuhay nang wala ka. Hindi totoo yun. Hindi kanya kailangan, hindi niya ako kailangan. God is self-existent. God can live by Himself. He's full of love, He's full of happiness, and full of delight. He doesn't need us. But why did He create us? Because He wants to share that love. He wants to share that delight, that happiness that you can only find in Him. Sabi nga ni Augustine sa kanyang aklat na On the Trinity, Our ability to love other persons is just an image of the internal Trinitarian love that we're created to reflect. That we were created to reflect. We can see why the triune God would call us to converse with Him, to know and relate to Him. It is because He wants to share the joy He has. Prayer is our way of entering into the happiness of God Himself. What a definition of prayer, no? Prayer is God's invitation so that you can join Him in His happiness and join Him in His delight, in His joy. Kaya, prayer is not a duty. It's a delight. Prayer is not a requirement. It's our nourishment. Prayer is not an obligation. Prayer is our joy. Kaya all the more we need to pray. Salamat sa Panginoon sapagkat Siya mismo nag-i-invite sa atin, Seek me and you will find me. With all your heart, with all your soul. Kaya sa lahat ng ito, mga kapatid, as we conclude our series in the book of James, I hope that we realize who God is. He is a person. He is loving. He is caring. He is holy, righteous, but He is also compassionate. And He wants a relationship with you. I pray that through this message and through your personal prayer with Him, we will close the distance between heaven and earth, between God and man. So I encourage you to pray frequently, pray fraternally, pray faithfully, and pray fervently. Tayo po ay manalangin sa pagkakataong ito. No. Sige po. At this point, I will not ask you, what do you need from God? But I will ask you, do you see your need for Him? Can you honestly say to the Lord, Lord, I don't want more things from you, but I want more of you in my life. I think that prayer will give us peace and restedness, having known the God of Elijah. Tayo po'y manalangin sa pagkakataon pong ito. Panginoon, sa pagkakataong ito kami lumalapit sa iyo. Nagpapasalamat kami sa katotohanan ng iyong salita na pwedeng malapit ang langit dito sa lupa sa pamamagitan ng panalangin. Sapagkat ikaw na ang unang bumaba at kami ay tutugon lang sa pananalangin. Salamat na si Jesus ang siyang naging tagapamagitan namin upang kami makalapit sa iyong trono nang hindi kami nangingimi, hindi kami natatakot. At dahil sa katuwiran o righteousness ni Jesus, we can come before you with boldness and confidence. And we can ask you anything that we need, but more than things, we can ask for more of you in our lives. Panginoong Jesus, pumasok ka sa aming puso, ikaw ng aming maging tagapagligtas at Panginoon. At hindi lamang yun, Panginoon, panahanan mo rin ang aming isip. Bigyan mo kami ng kapayapaan sa panahong ito, Lord, na marami po sa amin ay balisa, natatakot, nagkakaroon ng anxiety disorders and the panic attack. Lord, I pray that you will give peace to my brothers and sisters. I rebuke right now the spirit of depression, the oppressive spirit that paralyzes my brother and my sister right now. Ano man pong mga pag-aalala, ay amin itong pinapasailalim sa kapamahalaan at kapangyarihan ng Panginoong Jesus. And I pray and I speak peace and restedness, Lord, in the heart of my brother and my sister. At nawa, lalong lumutang at lalong makilala ka ng aking kapatid bilang tunay na Panginoon, mapagmahal, mapagpatawad, makapangyarihan, banal, pero mapagbiyaya. Panginoon, dalangin din po namin ang iyong paglalaan sa aming mga kapatid na nangangailangan. Lord, sa bawat hapagkainan, dalangin po namin ilaan mo ang pagkain kailangan sa araw-araw. Sa mga may karamdaman, dalangin namin po ang lunas at mabilisang paggaling. Inaalala ko po, Panginoon, ang aking kaibigan, si Pastor Ariel Hornales. Pagalingin mo po siya, Panginoon. Alang-alang sa latay ng Panginoong Jesus sa kanyang dugo. We pray for healing for my dear brother and friend. At ganun din sa marami pang mga nasa ICU, mga intubated, mga affected po ng COVID-19. We pray, Father God, for your healing touch and your blessing upon them. At dalangin po namin ang aming pamahalaan as we extend this lockdown until May 15, Lord. Ito pong sumunod na mga linggong ito, dalangin namin ang patuloy na pagbibigay mo ng karunungan kung anong mga dapat aksyon na gawin. At gayon din sa mga business leaders, Lord God, I pray that you will have mercy on them na hindi po maging malala ang epekto nito sa negosyo ng bawat kasama po naming namumuhunan sa oras na ito. Lord Jesus, I pray for your protection upon each family right now worshiping with us. And I pray, Father God, even for our friends and loved ones who are in the front line, taking care of the sick, protecting the lives of people in the streets. Lord God, we pray for your protective covering upon them. Maraming salamat po sa lahat ng ito, Panginoon. At muli, sa iyo namin ibinabalik ang papuri. And more than any request that we can ever offer you, Lord God, we pray that we can know you better, we can know you more in this time of crisis. We give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Maraming salamat po sa inyong lahat. And God bless you.